It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine day, the 21st day of September, the 264th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar? Are you well? I do hope so. It's the autumnal equinox for us up here in the northern hemisphere, the vernal for you down south, but we all experience the same phenomenon. Daytime and nighttime are of approximately equal duration all over the planet. How is that? Because an equinox is the instant of time when the plane of Earth's equator passes through the center of the sun. Fascinating, no? Happy autumn to the northerners and happy spring to the southerners, and enjoy this equal daytime-nighttime 24 hours. Today is World Peace Day, officially called the International Day of Peace. It's a United Nations Day dedicated to, you guessed it, world peace, but specifically to the absence of war and violence. This morning in New York City, the United Nations Peace Bell will be rung at UN headquarters. The inscription on the side of the peace bell reads, "Long live absolute world peace." It was a gift from the United Nations Association of Japan as a reminder of the human cost of war. There's a theme each year for World Peace Day. This year's is Climate Action for Peace. This coming Monday, the 23rd of September, the United Nations is convening a Climate Action Summit. They'll try to come up with concrete and realistic plans to accelerate action to implement the Paris Agreement, and I hope they succeed and that the nations do what needs to be done. I know all of you out there is doing what you can do, too. All the small gestures add up. Today in Ghana, it's Founders Day and National Volunteer Day. Ghana's Founders Day marks the birthday of Kwame Nkrumah, known as the founding father of Ghana. Nkrumah was the first prime minister and the first president of Ghana. 'Twas Nkrumah who led the Gold Coast independence from Britain in 1957. He was a Pan-Africanist and one of the founding members of the Organization of African Unity, which we know now as the African Union. Nkrumah was deposed in a 1966 coup by the National Liberation Council, thought by many to have been backed by America's CIA, although that has never been truly, completely proven. Nkrumah never returned to Ghana, not until his death. He is buried there. And if the liberation of their country is not enough celebrating for the Ghanaians, today is their National Volunteer Day, too. Citizens are encouraged to help others in any way they can, from tutoring and teaching, to donating blood, to planting trees. Anyone from Ghana out there? What's the day like? Do a lot of people volunteer and do things for others? I bet they do. All the Ghanaians I've ever met are totally cool. Speaking of, hello, Nana Buwaike Yadom.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Listener news still to come, but first, the quiz. On the 20th of July, I asked you a question about UNESCO's World Heritage List. 29 new additions had just been announced. I asked you to write in with the names of five of them and tell me the age of each place you chose. I am obviously not going to read out all 29 new sites and their ages, but I did put a link to the UNESCO site on the Sound Kitchen page of our website, rfienglish.com, so you can read all about them and look at a lot of photos of each place. Several listeners wrote in to say that through their imaginations and the photos, they visited all the new sites. I did too. Although a few of you wrote in saying you've seen many of those places, you lucky devils, you. Write us about them. Send your own photos. The winners of this week's quiz are... Richard Lusaja from Kampala, Uganda, and Muhammad Shamim, the president of the RFI Golden Eagles Club in Keralam State, India. You'll hear from Muhammad a bit later in the show, so don't touch that dial. There's wonderful Samuel Francis, a devoted listener and, of course, an RFI Club member. Samuel lives in St. Catherine, Jamaica. Yaman, Samuel. Oh, heck, I can't say it near as well as Samuel, so let's let the master say it.
Hi, this is Samuel Francis from Jamaica, the tropical island in the Caribbean. Yaman.
A bit better than mine. Thanks, Samuel. I trust you're well, my dear. Moving over to Bangladesh to Naugaon, Jaimul Islam is a winner this week, and so is RFI Listeners Club member Ralph Urbanchik from Eselbein, Germany. One of Ralph's Heritage List choices was the Erzgebirge Krusnohori mining region in Germany and the Czech Republic. Ralph wrote, "I know that region very well because it's not so far from my hometown. I spent a lot of holidays in the region. It was both an industrial region and a tourist region. Internationally, the region is famous because of forest fires linked to environmental pollution." So is it cleaned up now, Ralph? I must admit that I was a bit surprised to see not only the Erzgebirge Krosnohori mining region on the list, but a couple of other mines made it on there too. I don't ever think of mining as a beautiful contribution to mankind, and I sure never thought that an actual mine was beautiful. Aren't they just huge holes with a bunch of mud all around and downtrodden, ill-paid, exploited workers? But then what do I know? I'm just an old radio announcer. At any rate, the good, the bad, and the ugly of mining aside, congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week, you're required once again to read an article and listen to one of our broadcasts to answer this quiz. I've been watching with great admiration my colleague Zeenat Hansrod hard at work on a piece for our podcast, Global Focus. It's about the Seychelles groundbreaking, or ocean-breaking, ocean conservation research. So go to our website, rfienglish.com, click on the Features tab, and scroll down to Global Focus. The title of her article is Seychelles, Blazing a Trail in Ocean Conservation. Since we really are Radio France International and not Website France International, it's far better to click on the arrow in the photo of the turtle at the top and hear Zeenat talking about what's going on in the Seychelles on Paris Live with Olia Horton. My question to you is quite simple once you've listened. Zeenat talks about the United Nations Sustainable Goal number 14, also known as the Life Below Water Goal. The target date for that goal is 2030. When will the island state of the Seychelles have reached the United Nations Goal number 14? Again, in which year will the Seychelles have reached the United Nations Goal number 14, the Life Below Water Goal? Look on our webpage, rfienglish.com, find the Features tab up at the top, and then click on Global Focus. Zeenat's piece is called Seychelles, Blazing a Trail in Ocean Conservation. Click on the arrow in the photo of the turtle at the top of the page and have a good listen. It's most encouraging. And then send me the answer to this question. In which year will the Seychelles have reached United Nations Goal number 14? You have until the 21st of October to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 26th of October to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
I told you earlier you'd hear from fellow listener Muhammad Shamim from Keralam State in India, and I did not lie. I will also not lie about the fact that his message is about a week late. I was gone, didn't hear it. But even though the festival Muhammad will tell you about is over for this year, you'll be ready for next year. Here he is.
Hello, my name is Muhammad Shamim. I am the president of Golden Age Theatre Club. I am calling from Kerala State, India. This month, we celebrate Onam. Onam is the ROC festival of Kerala State. It falls on the 10th September to 13th September. So, I wish you all the best to all listeners, all of your listeners, on the occasion of Onam. I send greetings in my language. Radio France in the പരിപാടികൾ ശ്രദ്ധിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുന്ന എല്ലാ ശ്രോതാക്കൾക്കും ഓണാശംസകൾ. താങ്ക് യു വെരി മച്ച്.
Thanks, Muhammad. Muhammad called and left that message on our RFI listener line, which you can do too. Here's Amanda with all the info you need.
To call our listener line and leave us a message, dial +33 184 22 9582. Say your name and your country and leave a short message, whatever you're thinking about. That's +33 184 22 9582. We're waiting to hear from you.
It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rome, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. Before we go, a reminder, be sure and take a look at the RFI English Club's Facebook page. Some of the clubs are holding RFI-sponsored football matches for girls and women, and the photos are starting to come in. You can see photos of Algerian girls hard at play, sent in by Ferhat Bezazel, the president of the RFI Butterflies Club in Kachera. Thanks, Bezazel. And we're looking forward to hearing about and seeing photos of the other club's matches, too. And another thing. One of the benefits of working at RFI is there are always CDs lying about by musicians I've never heard of, so I take them home and listen, and sometimes I find real jewels. This is just such a one. An Algerian singer and cellist named Nesrine Belmok, who's joined by Spanish percussionist David Gadea and French cellist Mathieu Salio. The three call themselves Ness, and their song Ahlam positively haunts me. The song was composed by Nesrine Belmok and Mathieu Salio, and this is really sweet. The lyrics were written by Nesrine Belmok's mother, Leila Guinoun. Many thanks to my Moroccan friend Fatima Harkou, who translated the song for me. Nesrine Belmok is singing in Arabic. The title Ahlam means dream in Arabic. The song is lovely. It's about love fulfilled and the desire for peace in the world. Words great, singing great, musicians great. What more can you ask for? Let me know if you love it too. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
احساسي غريبة احلم بالسلام والامل في بستان الحب. لا لا أكون جميلة بلا إحسان، أعيش زيك سعيد ناسي الحب وإحسان والنار بإحساسي. أحلم بالسلام والأمل في بستان الحب. لا لا أكون جميلة بلا إحسان، حبيتك لما لقينا وحكينا، أبعث رسالة في جنة الأشواق. أحلم بالسلام والأمل في بستان الحب. لا لا أكون جميلة بلا إحسان. لا أكون